Hello, Scott Wells here with Scott's Spotcast, and today my guest on September the 30th, 2011 is Sam Welch. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing
great,
good.
Great. I thought you guys might be interested in this since we're coming into the World Series before long, all the baseball playoffs and everything here, and Sam was has been a star baseball player in the past over here with up in Dallas. But also, I wanted to touch base with him actually about this ball washer device that he has that some of you might be interested in knowing about. I want to talk about the Oyster. Tell me something about how this works or what the heck is it?
All right, the Oyster baseball cleaning machine, and the reason it's called the Oyster is because a brand new white baseball is known as a pearl.
Oh, okay.
So the Oyster makes pearls. Yeah. What it is, it's a tumbling device that is filled with a bunch of specialized rubber, elastomer cleaning cubes, as we can call them. And you put a couple dozen baseballs in there, and as it rotates, it gently lifts the dirt off the leather of the balls. You cannot get baseballs wet. So this is a dry process.
Oh, you can't.
This is a dry process.
What happens if the ball has been wet or you've been playing?
If a baseball gets wet, it gets what's known as waterlogged, which is no good. It's going to get very, very heavy, and it'll be a worthless baseball.
Okay.
So
it's because it has a cork center or
something? That's correct. Okay. Well, yes, exactly. Rubber, yarn. It has yarn in
there.
Okay. So this process is a dry process. As the balls tumble, it can take an hour, 2 hours, sometimes 5 or 6 hours, depending on how dirty the balls are.
Now, when you're saying tumbling, this sounds kind of almost like the rock tumbling, you know?
Exactly. Okay. Same exact concept.
Gotcha.
So it's a long duration, but you just set a timer, walk away, come back, and you have a bucket of pearls is the idea. So what this is going to do...
How many can you do at a time?
You do a couple dozen, 20 to 30 balls at a time. So
okay.
Now people ask, why? What's the point? What's the point of having a clean baseball?
Yeah.
Well, there's many, many reasons. One, it's going to increase the lifetime of a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of a ball getting dark and discolored and you throw it away, or just it becomes worthless, you will be able to extend the life of baseball, which, of course, ching-ching, is going to save some money.
Right.
Number two,
long is a typical life of a baseball?
I mean, obviously, it depends on how much you practice.
I guess that's true.
But, a couple years, depending on how often you use them. But a lot of baseballs in, say, batting cage environments will start turning really black.
Mm-hmm.
And even we found with teams that have AstroTurf with that black underneath it, the balls start turning black as
that
well.
That makes sense. Okay.
So this will make them nice and white and clean. So it's almost
and
like...
you want them white so you can see them.
Exactly. Okay. And that's another thing is that another point is it's positive training.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of hitting a baseball when you can't see the red to white seam or the contrast?
Right.
You're going to see that in a game. Now, why practice with dark and dirty baseballs? It's about muscle memory. Mm-hmm. It's about practicing the way you play. So a big thing for a hitter is to be able to see ball rotation, to pick up on sliders, curveballs, fastballs, which is the red to white contrast of the seam to leather.
Of the seam, okay.
So if you're going to practice, you should practice the way you play.
Okay.
With the Oyster, you're going to have pearls every practice. Another thing is it's safer. White baseballs, you're going to see. So for younger kids, it's just a safety issue there.
Right.
And the fourth reason that is very important is prestige. A team that has white baseballs all the time, every practice, doesn't just increase morale for the team, but it just makes baseball players feel better.
Yes, right. Because they're going to feel like they are playing, you know, the brand new ball.
Practicing like the pros.
Yeah, the way the pros do. Yeah, because they use new balls, I guess, all the time then as well. Right.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So, now, how long have you had this business?
We've been around about a year and a half, but product launched in January 2011, so it's been about 8 months, 9 months. Shoot, 9 months.
Yeah.
We sold them to big programs, TCU, Texas Tech, about to cut a deal with the Texas Rangers. Also many high schools, baseball academies. Our market is also for little leagues, as well as baseball academies and training programs.
So if people are wanting to get in touch with you or to get the service, where can they get in touch to do this?
You can get in touch. Go to baseballoyster.com, or you can just Google baseball cleaning machine, and you'll find us.
Okay. Very good, Sam. Well, thank you very much. That's quite
interesting. Thank you, Scott.
I've often wondered about the importance of that, but now you've cleared my mind and cleaned those balls, all those baseballs, oysters, made pearls, nice pearls out of the dirty oysters. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. This has been Sam Welch, and Scotty out.